time you realize that dancing is nothing more than a form of expression of release.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? That music is so powerful that it's quite beyond my control. And when I'm in the grips of it, I don't feel pleasure and I don't feel pain.
These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I've just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
Listening to 101.5, and that was Hippocampus with their song Boyish. The very beginning was a live performance of the band playing at Pace Studios in New York City. And they're all just sitting around, surrounded by books and binders in this small little room, and it's all very cool. And I encourage you to check out the YouTube video with it. Anyways, I'm going to be with you for the next hour. My name is Emma Murphy, and this is my show, Sunlit Youth. And on this show, I play a mix of indie alternative and throwbacks to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. If that's your thing, stay tuned. If not, no hard feelings, but tune in during the next hour. So Broken Bells, they're frontmanned by a dude named James Mercer. He is also the frontman of the band The Shins. And there's that saying, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And in my version, it's who did you hear first, Broken Bells or The Shins? Because for me, I have no idea. I remember having CDs of both bands as a child. They sat in the back of my dad's car. And I can't remember which one I found first. I really can't. But does it matter? No. Does my story matter? I don't know. Take what you want from it and listen to this next Broken Bells track, The Mall and Misery.
when I wrote this chorus, I was driving back from Malibu from the same house that burnt down eventually. It was the week, it was like a couple of weeks before. And I must have listened to this, just that four bars, the entire way home. Because I was just like so happy with it. You know, like I was just... Yeah. And it's such a simple part. There's like three notes in the vocal melody. No, 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 no. Yeah, three notes. It's so simple and the chords are so simple. But for some reason, I was kind of just like, oh, yes. And like the only reason I say that, yeah, how happy I was with it, because it was just like sometimes just the simplest thing can make me the happiest. And like I knew that like I may be the person that loves this the most. And that's okay.
Listening to 101.5, and that was Tim and Paula with a song off his 2020 album, The Slow Rush. That tune was called Borderline, and before that was a little interview about how much he was crushing on his own tune as it was coming together. So it's no secret that Winnipeg has an excellent music scene. I've witnessed its excellency firsthand by attending many shows and meeting many people. I also play in the band Julian's Daughter, and you get to meet brand new bands every time you're playing a show, so that's a great bonus to that. One specific artist named Jay Wood, he's an amazing dude, he makes amazing music, and he's been active in the Winnipeg music scene for quite a few years now. Big, big, big news, he recently just signed with Captured Tracks in New York. He recently put out the first single off his new EP coming up, and it's called Some Days, and he put out this kick-ass music video with it. He's riding a horse in it. Some people are performing surgery on him, and they're eating spaghetti out of his body. It's just a wild ride. And I encourage you to check out Jaywood, check out his past music, check out the most recent song and go stream it, and go give that music video a thumbs up because it deserves it. So without further ado, here is local artist Jaywood with his brand new song, Some Days.
The sky, but then I don't know. Take it or leave it.
Glass in a Leaky Boat by Split Enz. In one article, this next song is described as being a bleary-eyed narrative about past decisions and future consequences. A series of unfortunate decisions that may happen during a night out and having the morning hangover to prove it. Here is Last Night from the Velveteens.
Thank you.
It was Jeff talking from the Bee Gees. And according to that band, the main chunka-chunka sound was inspired by a car rolling over a bridge, therefore proving you can find musical inspiration around every corner in life. Up next, I have a very light and airy tune for you. Here is Arcade Fire with their song Haiti.
We'll be right back.
anyone who tuned in during the last hour. Once again, my name is Emma Murphy, and this has been my show, Sunlit Youth. I wish everyone a grand weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Here's some July talk to play us out. Cheers.
Husband.